for all eternity. One. Implosive inscriptions, fuel tanks full and ready for the long haul, holding companies to take the strain. On TV, Mr. Seen, the graffiti sprayer, who's evaded capture for 30 years, in whatever language. A keynote speech, a system change, a jostling of regimes about a common access, the bestial stench of ammonia, piss and shit of a million bats, initials gouged into soft red school brick, the river stacked with memorabilia, the lights of various beasts, 40 propositions regarding the passing of time during commercial breaks. The process between the aim and the achievable, the chair she sat in with a palette knife surrounded by mirrors and the angels she painted, adorning walls and corridors, to one side a passage led to two smaller chambers. In the mornings, coffee, black, no sugar, a slice of toast with fine-cut marmalade. The stench in the tomb is still unbearable. 2. That being said is negotiable. Rosemary growing on her balcony. There will be wars, she says, over resources, the like of which has never been seen before. The body is not a conventional narrative. Erosions and a metamorphous use of colour. Distance was hard to estimate because our route was haphazard, loopy. 40 years in neglect and now the bulldozers moving in. Dimensions of a brick unchanged since Mohenjo-Daro. Anticipatory compliance and a fox crossing the road at midnight. Almond blossom and the air bearing a chill. The motion and the slackening of motion. Revelation of senses to come to, recoding the place where history left the map. And what we fake, revealing what we value.